Beloved radio friends, we greet you in the ever precious and the worthy name of our beloved Savior, the Lord Jesus. We welcome you to the continued study of the precious Word of God. As once more we continue our meditation from the book of Zechariah, chapter 12, regarding the future spiritual crisis, which will be the greatest crisis for the nation of Israel. Oh, my beloved friends, may I ask, are you at all interested in what God is going to do in the future? And particularly realizing that we have before us in the world one of the most amazing facts, that there is a nation that for nigh 2,000 years was scattered throughout the whole world among all the other nations. But in the past 20 or little more years, it has been revived, and it is existing and is recognized as a nation in the world after so many centuries, the nation of Israel. I wonder if you've ever given thought that what you and I are seeing today, the reviving of that nation, its existence as a power, and as an entity amongst all other nations, with its own capital, with its own government, with its own land again, is a miracle of God. But there is a divine purpose in all this. God is undoubtedly bringing these events to a future and near crisis. For there is to come the greatest crisis in the whole world upon all the nations, but particularly as we are considering in our special study, the nation of Israel. In chapter 12 of the book of Zechariah, the prophet Zechariah, we have read some of the crisis when in the closing day of the Gentile history, the nations of the earth will be gathered around the city of Jerusalem and in the land of Judah and Israel for the purpose of destroying God's earthly people and capturing and destroying the city of Jerusalem. But we have noted that in that day, God declares that he himself will bring a unity and create a confidence in the hearts of his people, and also he will cut off with complete destruction all their enemies. May I repeat what we have read? Let me read verse 3 of chapter 12 particularly. In that day will I make Jerusalem a burdensome stone for all people or nations. All that burden themselves with it shall be cut in pieces, though all the people of the earth be gathered together against it. Now, beloved, I can state on the divine authority of the holy word of God, there is to be a siege at Jerusalem. And in that great day of its siege, God says, no matter if all the nations of the earth are gathered against my people, I will cut them in pieces. Now, may we go down in the chapter, please, for we would like to read in verse 7, 8, and 9 what God has to say. The Lord also shall save the tents of Judah first, that the glory of the house of David and the glory of the inhabitants of Jerusalem do not magnify themselves against Judah. In that day shall the Lord defend the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and he that is feeble among them, at that day shall be as David, and the house of David shall be as God, as the angel of the Lord before them. May I point out very particularly from these two verses, God declares the tents of Judah shall be delivered first. And God gives reference in both these verses, 7 and 8 of Zechariah 12. He gives reference to David. You will find David is mentioned 3 times. The house of David is up before us as we consider the event that is yet to come. For God has certainly chosen the house of David to be the messianic line of kings to reign over Israel. And God has not forgotten his covenant promise to David. God promised David he would never be without a son to sit upon his throne. And we can realize that God says, I'm not going to permit those that are in Israel to magnify themselves against Judah, the glory of the house of David, and the glory of that lineage will be defended and maintained. But not only will the people of Israel be thus supernaturally encouraged and emboldened to fight against their enemies with strength divine, but the Lord himself will be their defense. And the Lord himself will deliver his people Israel. Now let me read the 9th verse. For I want you to note very carefully, clearly, God's definite and fixed determination. Listen to it carefully. And it shall come to pass in that day that I will seek to destroy all the nations that come against Jerusalem. I'm sure that many of us have heard the expression that we find in our New Testament, particularly the expression of that one word, Armageddon. And many of us realize, from the study of the Word of God, from the preaching of its truth, that Armageddon is supposedly, according to Scripture, to be the last great battle of the Gentiles and of the nations of the earth. That is true, my friend. Oh, may I state, you know who's going to end all wars? It's not going to be the United Nations. It can never be done by human power. We have fought 2 world wars in this present century. The first one was fought supposedly to end all wars. It did not. The second one was fought even on a greater character and a wider sphere. That did not end all wars. And beloved, you know that even today, there are wars and there are rumors of wars. The Lord Jesus Christ said this would go on until he came back. But may I state, as we read our 9th verse of Zechariah chapter 12, this will be the last war, which will end all wars. For it is Jehovah's determined purpose to destroy all the nations who come against Jerusalem to battle. And he will do it. He will do it. Oh, I wonder if you will visualize with me what we are seeing in the Word of God. Will you not take time to clearly think through? There is coming a crisis. The crisis, as we shall see, is not only for Israel. The crisis is going to involve all the nations. And all the nations are going to interfere with the nation of Israel. Today, we see that crisis approaching. And all the dealings of the nations with Israel, even in the present day, the dealings of the nations with Israel is leading us to that final conflict that God's Word declares that will take place in the land of Israel, in the land of Judah, and around the holy city, Jerusalem. Now, I want again to remind you, God says that the nations will trouble themselves about my people and about the city of Jerusalem. And when they thus gather to destroy my people and my city, it shall come to pass in that day I will destroy all the nations that come against Jerusalem. My beloved, it is an inevitable fact that God will certainly destroy the enemies of Israel and bring them to judgment. May I read the words of the great prophet Isaiah, rather. Isaiah, one of the greatest prophets without question of doubt. And if I may read in chapter 51, oh, I would like you to note what God says through the prophet in relation to the nations coming against Israel. Listen to these words, if you please. In Isaiah chapter 51 and verses 21 through 23, we have the Spirit of God through Isaiah telling of the same event that Zechariah has brought before us in his great prophecy. And Isaiah confirms the very truth that we have been stating. Listen to the words. I'm going to read from verse 21 through 23 of Isaiah 51. Therefore hear now this, thou afflicted and drunken, but not with wine. May I pause just to explain. These words describe the judgments of God and the afflictions that have been pressed upon Israel due to his judgments and also by the nations around the people of Israel. They have been afflicted. They have been intoxicated, as it were, and at their wit's end, not with wine, but now no. Thus saith thy Lord, Jehovah, and thy God that pleadeth the cause of his people. Behold, I have taken out of thine hand the cup of trembling, even the dregs of the cup of my fury. Thou shalt no more drink it again, but I will put it into the hand of them that afflict thee, which have said to thy soul, bow down, that we may go over. And thou hast laid thy body as the ground and as the street to them that went over. My beloved listener, may I state briefly, the nations have ridden over the people of Israel. That has been true. Even biblical history declares it, as well as secular history has proved it. It says, God, that cup of trembling that's been in the hand of my people, I'm going to take it out of their hands. I'm going to put it into the hands of their enemies. And their enemies are going to drink out of that cup of trembling to their judgment and to their destruction. My beloved, listen. If you are not saved, I don't believe you have much time to get saved. If I were you and unsaved, I would hasten to the Savior and make sure your soul is under his blood. Father, bless thy word and awaken souls to realize how near we are to these events. In Jesus' name, amen.